Well, you got to be in this league. I mean, we found out, I think it was a couple years ago against the Colts. They had a bad record, we had a great record, and we went in there and got our butts spanked. And then this year against the Bills, we weren't ready to play, and we got our butts spanked. So in this league, there's no easy games, no easy wins. There is an NFL talent on every roster, and you have to bring it each week.
They're a tough, opportunistic defense, and you know, for us, you know, you look at their base personality. 92's he's a game record. He's a good player. 33 seems to always be around the football. Anytime you're stopping the tape, he's in the picture frame. So, you know, those are two guys that we're going to have to account for in the run game, and two guys that have made a lot of plays so far this year.
Let's go.
I want to win, and I want to win now.
Minnesota is so hot.
I think every player in this locker room wants to win. And sometimes that might sound cliche, but it's the truth. I could care less what my stats are, as long as we're winning ball games. And we've been able to do that the last couple weeks, and whatever I can do to be part of that, I'm going to try to do.
I think this that stands out the most is the turnovers they've created. It's such a big part of having success in this league is protecting the football, and if you're a defense trying to turn it over, and they've done that so well. And so we obviously feel a need to protect the football, as we always do, but just when you're going against a team as good as they are on defense and taking it away, just having a heightened sense of awareness of the need to, you know, not give them that whenever possible.
We said it was going to be a tough guy game. And in a tough guy game, playoff football in December, you got to execute, and you can't leave plays on the field. Welcome to the bright life, babe.
Super Bowl homeboy.
Obviously, we have a tough challenge this week in New York. These guys are really good on defense. It's a much different style of defense that we're playing this week compared to last week, where they're really, really stout up front. They're going to be difficult to move, and we're going to have to stay on our blocks and really secure the first level. These guys are powerful and big men that can really hold the line of scrimmage. So we got to do a great job at the first level and then work our way up.
There's always emphasis on the ball, but when you're playing a team that's taking the ball away more than almost everyone else, then you know you put a little bit of extra emphasis on, you know, making sure that we take care of the football. Don't give them any freebies. But at the same time, it can't slow us down. We have to still play our game and fly around and just really rely on our fundamentals and techniques.
Let's play! What do you think of my defense now? Let's play!
We're coming!
That's it. It's all the marbles. I'm sitting in the house, I'm loading up the pump. I'm loading up the Uzi. I got a couple of M16s, a couple of 9s. I got a couple of joints with some silencers on them. I'm just loading up clips, a couple of grenades. Got a missile launcher with a couple, you know, missiles. I'm ready for war.
Game plan looks like. Tenth play of the possession. Vikings 2 of 8 on third down, empty backfield. Three receivers left, two right, Stephon Diggs slot right. Cousins back to pass, fires to the end zone! Caught! Touchdown! Adam Thielen, you're unstoppable!
What a colossal disappointment. I mean, there's no other way to say it. There's no other way to phrase it. And you wonder why you're still in room. Really?
What?
I should have kept my mouth shut. Well, it wasn't my mouth. I should have kept my text message shut. You know, I was thinking today as I was preparing for the shot. So I was preparing to hit my first tee shot on number one at Prestwick at Wedgwood and Woodbury. Thought to myself, I wonder what Tanner B's going to do. I bet he's going to do keep pushing it, keep pushing it, keep pushing on, which is okay when we discovered it. When did we start playing REO's Keep Pushing?
It might have been just last year.
Was it just last year?
Yeah, because... And I know we were actually in a spot where we were winning every game, so we could keep pushing.
So we got excited, and because it was fresh, it was hip, it was now, it was with it, and wow, and it was new, and God, it fit really well. So we started playing a lot, and you fell in love with it. And I've sort of grown a bit weary of it. I don't like things. I don't like repetitive stuff. I don't like
you doing, like change.
I like changing it up. I don't like the same thing over and over and over. Like, you know, I was born in Detroit. You know how we learned to count in Detroit? 0-1, 0-2, 0-3. How many times can you hear that joke and actually laugh? If ever. But I thought, well, we're going to New York. So I text him and say, why don't you do a New York flavored song? Of course, kind of thinking you'd immediately go, start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want probably the most recognizable and most famous New York song of all time.
Sure.
But of course, you know, being the tenillennial that you are, like, who?
Well, and of course, you can't appreciate any song that was written after 1990. That was a huge hit.
So he said, you know, you can't, you know, it's like, Frank, who, you know, we're happy for Jay-Z. Get a nickname, Old Blue Eyes, and get back to me. Do they call Jay-Z Old Blue Eyes?
Well,
probably not.
I'm sure Frank had his share of ladies.
Oh, yeah.
But why don't you get married to Beyonce and get back to me, all right, Frank?
Who? Beyonce?
Beyonce.
It's something you shouldn't say.
I don't even know
what
that word means.
Why don't you look it up?
I don't know if I want to. Or GAMS? Like G-A-M-S?
Just right, see
Am I saying a swear word right now?
That's why I dump myself. New York.
GAM. GAM.
GAM.
A leg, especially in reference to the shapeliness of a woman's leg.
Yeah.
I like her GAMS. I think she has nice GAMS.
Mm. Works out too much for my tastes. And so then we do New York. That didn't even sound footballish. It sounds like they should play that before
soccer
tennis
game?
Match. Curling. Uh-oh.
You're going to offend some people.
It just doesn't sound like this kind of song you play for, you know. Start spreading the news, you know.
So yeah, because crooner music is really good football music.
So I don't... there's some other people weighing in. This one here at Montage. What was that? Sorry, didn't do it for me. No wonder he's interim. Bring back Byron.
No!
Como Park Garage guy. Here's another. For a second, I thought Ten was on his own with the music selection in the opening. Ace Frehley. New York Groove, Detroit's Kiss is what I might have tried, but Ten didn't take my tweet that I suggested. Then... Terrible tenor, promote New York. Guardsy promotes Omaha. Barrero loves Chicago. Rosie equals L.A. Now tenor loves New York.
What about Common Detroit?
The Roar's been restored. So, that was a great way to start the Friday football feast. Part two.
It's like starting a football game with a pick six right away.
Yeah.
Now we're down 7-0.
Yeah, that's like starting a game without the boom. Can you imagine a Viking game without boom
and boom?
It just wouldn't be the same, right? You know what somebody suggested? Well, go ahead.
I was going to say the actual boom, has lost its luster a little bit because every kickoff to open up a game is a touchback.
It's a touchback.
So you do right. And boom, and kick goes out of the end zone, and they'll start at the 25-yard line. It's just Do you not have the return behind it? Some excitement, anticipation. It's just
so the guy
it's deflating.
So let me get this straight. The guy who can't pick the proper montage music is telling the best play-by-play guy in the business that the open to his game just ain't working anymore.
No, I love the open to the game. I'm just saying.
I think you're right.
The whole point of it is to create excitement, yeah. And the NFL rules have kind of ruined the opening
how
to our game.
How about if he does? And touchback! If he just yells that.
Yeah, I like that better.
That would work. I think you're right. Add a little brevity, a little levity to the...
Just the NFL ruins everything.
Yeah. It's the no fun league, as they like to call it. You're familiar with the 16th hole at Prestwick and Wedgwood and Woodbury?
Yes.
Par 5, signature hole, 500, and I don't know. From the tips, it's like, I think it's like 569. I never played back there except the Men's Club Championship. But as you know, Bailey Road goes right alongside the tee box. So you can, cars going by can see, and it's close. So, I mean, you can actually see the facial features of people when they drive by in their car. They're that close. And every time I walk off the tee, I wave at the cars going by. I always give them a wave. And the people that notice that drive by oftentimes wave back, or they'll just kind of look at you like, well, that's odd. Why is he waving at me? And the reason I'm waving at you is I'm not trying to be friendly, though I guess I sort of kind of am. But what I'm doing is I'm imagining if you had just watched me hit my tee shot, you would be applauding me and I would just be acknowledging your applause. That's the reason I wave. Because I know that if you weren't in your car driving and had just watched me hit it right up the gut, you would be going, whoa. And so I'm just acknowledging the applause that really isn't there. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So when you're driving by the 16th tee box,
I mean, I can't relate, but
well, no, that's
it makes
for sure.
sense.
At Prestwick at Wedgwood and Woodbury, and you see me waving at you, know, he must have hit it right up the gut, because I'm just acknowledging the applause that I'm sure you would have offered up to me. We got a really big show today, including we are doing Lil B, two segments, Feminine Touch to the program. We'll also have the Friday Football Feast, FedEx Friday, Mailin' and Monday, and also our Victory Formation Hour. Also, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Phil Collins again. Let's do a program trivia again. And we'll do program trivia about 2:35, right? Is that what you were suggesting?
Yes.
So this is what we'll do. Program trivia works like this. Tana B's going to draw up three questions, the answers to which can be found in the Common Man program between now and 2:30. And then at 2:35, going into that final break of the day, we'll tell people to call in. We'll take the calls in the order in which they were received. First person to correctly answer the questions, the three questions, will win a pair of tickets to see Phil Collins at Target Center. Let's try to put some money in somebody's hand. What do you think, Tana B?
Yeah, we're giving away $1,000 every hour, all day on the Fan in our national cash contest. This hour, your keyword is cash. So text the keyword cash to 200-200. Standard data and message rates apply.
It's a Purple Friday on The Fan, presented by the Greater Twin Cities Honda Dealer.